truly never had a crossword.
You truly haven't.
Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Let's read verse 15. This is a faithful saying. Faithful. And everybody ought to accept it. Everybody ought to believe it. And that is this, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, because Christ came to save sinners, I obtained mercy. God gave me mercy for Christ's sake. That in me, first, Jesus Christ, might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should believe hereafter on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I asked myself a question. And the reason I asked this question, because as I know me, and I ask this question, am I a child of God? Am I a child of God? Do I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever asked yourself that question? When you know yourself, you know how weak, how frail, how helpless, with all the things that goes on in your mind and all the things that you say and do, all the meanness that's in you, all the corruption that's in you. I have to ask myself sometimes, Lord, am I really yours? How could I be your child and say the things I say, do the things I do, act the way I act? How could I do that? Like John Newton himself, he said, Lord, this is a point I long to know. It oft gives me anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Huh? Now, when I asked myself that question, I got a lot of thought about it. And I asked myself some other questions. But to find the answer to this question, am I a child of God? I tell you, somebody I won't ask. I won't ask another man. I could not dare ask another man. Another man can't let me know if I'm a child of God or not. He can't do that. And I certainly don't ask how much knowledge I have of God. My knowledge of God is so limited. Paul said, oh, the depth of the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God. His ways are past finding out. And I tell you what, I don't ask how much I know about his word. I believe his word, don't know a lot about it. And I certainly don't question and ask how my feelings are. My feelings in this meeting have been all over the place. They've been up here, and they've been down here. I have been very high, and in my lifetime I've been very, very low. I've had days where the sun shined all day long, and I've had days where it was just nothing but darkness. I've had lots and lots of experiences, so I don't trust an experience. I've had some experiences that's, I hope nobody else ever has to have them. I really do. But am I a child of God? Am I a child of God? How in the world am I going to know if I'm a child of God? How am I going to know it? Where am I going to find out? Who's going to tell me? Who can give me assurance? Who can give me a comfort that I'm one of God's children? One of those that was redeemed. One of those whose blood's been, sins has been taken away. There's only one place that I know of that I can find out whether I'm a child of God or not. And that's from God's blessed holy word, from his word alone. They've already mentioned this by his own will, by the will of God himself, by the will of God, by the power of God, by the grace of God. By he hath begot us again by the word of his blessed truth. I know that. And being born again, I've got a corruptible seed. I was born with a corruptible seed. But by an incorruptible seed was born again. And that's the word by the gospel which preached unto you. But to answer this question from God's word, I asked myself two other questions. And the first one's this. Am I a sinner? What did it say there? This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world, bless his name, to save sinners. And it almost makes me cry every time I read that, because I know what I am. Why ask that? Why do I ask myself if I'm a sinner or not? Because God said that he sent his son into this world to save sinners. And I tell you what, I don't know what you are. I don't know how you act. I don't know how you feel. But I know what I am. God's word said he saves sinners, and I want to be saved. I really, really, really want to be saved. Not because I'm afraid of going to hell, but I want to enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ throughout eternity. I want to enjoy him in this world and especially in the world to come. But yes, I'm a sinner. God's word says that I'm a sinner. He said that I was born not righteous. I had no understanding of God, no fear of God. Not only does God's word says I am, but my own conscience, tells me that I'm a sinner. What my conscience tells me proves to me that I'm a sinner. It tells me when I do something wrong, and it shows me, oh my, does your conscience ever bother you? Do you ever have to go back and say, because you said something or done something, say, I got to go back, I'm so sorry I done that. You know what caused you to do that? Your conscience. My conscience says I'm a sinner. And my experience says I'm a sinner. I have no idea how many sins I've committed in my life. No idea. There's so many sins that I commit that I don't even conscious that I commit them. That's how sin. We sin and we're not even conscious of how much we sin. We're ignorant of it. We don't even know what we're doing. And oh my actions say that I'm a sinner. That what I do as a person, as in my actions, my hands, my feet, my eyes, my ears, my hands, my actions say I'm a sinner. I have never in my life done anything unselfish and for the glory of God. Never done anything unselfish. If I do anything, I want to be known for it. If I say something good to you, I want it to be appreciated. So I've never done anything unselfish and for the glory of God purely. Never in my life. Never in my life. I'd like to do it one time, but I don't expect to, because I know me. The Holy Spirit says that I'm a sinner. You ask my wife, you ask my children, you ask my friends, you ask people that love me, and they'll tell you, yeah, he's a sinner. I know he is. I've watched him. I've heard him. I've seen him. I see where he goes. I see what he says. I see how he acts. And I'm a sinner whether I feel like it. I'm a sinner whether I don't. I'm a sinner. Now listen to me. I'm ashamed of it. Oh, I'm so ashamed of it. I'm ashamed of my sin. So ashamed of my sin. I don't glory in it. I don't glory in it. I'm embarrassed by it. I'm so embarrassed by it. And would love, 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 nothing would please me more than to cease from it. It's an awful, awful burden to know that there's something in you. There's something in you that's so intrinsically bad, so intrinsically awful, that if sometimes the things that goes through your mind about God scares you to death, scares you teetotally to death. Oh, I'm a sinner. You know, when Mephibosheth was taken into the, brought into the presence of David, he said, oh, why would thou look upon a dead dog as I am? Not just a dog. A dead dog, a corrupt dog, a stinking dog, rotten dog. Why would you look on me like that? And when that woman went to talk to the Lord Jesus Christ and asked for mercy for her daughter, our Lord said, it's not fit to take the children's bread and feed it to dogs. I don't mind being a dog. I don't mind being a dog at all. You call me a dog all you want to. Won't bother me, won't offend me, won't hurt me. I'm not done. Oh, listen. I'm a hypocrite. I really, really am a hypocrite. You know what a hypocrite is? It's somebody that puts on sometimes. I say one thing, and I'll do another. And I expect more from others than what I'm willing to do or give myself. Huh? Oh, listen, when I would do good, evil gets right there with me. When I have the will to perform, I don't find out how to do it. That I love, I do not do it. That I hate, that's exactly what I do. I see a war. I see a great war going on in my members. And I know that in me, that in my flesh, dwells no good thing. But listen to me now. I don't want to use my depravity. I don't want to use my weaknesses, my depravity, my awfulness as an excuse for my sin. I don't want to use the grace of God as an excuse to sin. I bear the blame for what I am, and I bear the blame for what I do. No one makes me a hypocrite. No one makes me a sinner. I have to bear the blame for every bit of it. And if God don't give me grace and God don't save me because I'm a sinner, there'll be no hope for me whatsoever. None. None. My second question. Do I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do I believe that with all my heart, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Huh? And have I trusted him with my soul? Huh? That's why Paul says there is a faithful saying. Oh, Christ came to save sinners. I throw up both hands and say, Lord, save me. Save it. One thing I do not want to be, I'm 72 years old. One thing, and I ain't got long for this world. If I live to be 90, I tell you this, I ain't got long for this world. And one thing I don't want to do is I do not want to miss Christ. I do not want to know, I do not want to miss the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to do it. I want to be found when God brings me to the end of my journey, brings me to my last breath, brings me to my last step. I want to be able to say, oh God, he found me in the Lord Jesus Christ. Found me right there. Trust in him, believe in him. And that's why he said, this is the reason, because he came to save sinners. For this reason, God gave me mercy. You know, I've been places, and we see it around here, but I've been places where people were so poor that they sat with a little begging bowl. Begging bowl. They got a little bowl. They don't like these folks standing around out on the street here and asking for money, but they had little begging bowls. And they sat on the street, they're deaf, dumb, or blind or something. And that's what they call them, begging bowls. That's what I got. I'm a begging bowl. See my begging bowl? Lord, please have mercy. Fill my bowl up with mercy. Do I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and have I trusted him? The Word of God said this, that if I believe on his blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that if I believed on him, God would save me, that I would be saved. Look with me in John chapter 9. Look with me in John chapter 9. Down verse 35. God said that if I'd believe on him, I could and would be saved. But look what it said. You all know the story here. The man that was born blind. They throwed him out of the synagogue. When Jesus heard in verse 35. That they had cast him out. And listen to this. And when he had found him, Christ went to find him. God, Christ found him. And said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? Do you believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Lord, who is he? Who is he? Lord, that I might believe on him. And our Lord said unto him, thou hast both seen him. And he it is that talketh with thee. And he said this, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. I believe. Oh, my belief. You know, when that Ethiopian eunuch, somebody referred to it, he was riding along. Been up to Jerusalem to worship. He was riding home, riding in his chariot, reading the scroll. And Philip got up there and began to preach to him. And they came to this place, and there was some water. And he said, what doeth hinder me from being baptized? He says, do you believe? He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What is it to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? That means that you believe that he was with God, that he was God. He came into this world as a man, as God's Son, sinless, holy, and acceptable. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, is God's only Son, perfect in all parts from eternity to eternity. I believe him. I believe him. And I tell you, I got to have him. You know, Peter said, I believe that we'll be great, saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I believe concerning God, concerning his Son. Now, let's look in Acts chapter 13. Look in there with me. I believe. Oh, how I believe. Acts 13:38. Do I believe with all my heart that the Lord Jesus, Son of God, and have I trusted my soul with him? Be it known unto, verse 38, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you, listen to this, the forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. You know, the question is not how much I know, but who I know. It's not my knowledge of him that I trust in. I trust in his knowledge of me. He knows me. Trust in his knowledge of me. And when he, if the way I know myself, the way I abhor myself, it's an amazing thing. No wonder we sang Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Grace taught my heart to fear. Grace brought my heart to believe and taught me everything. But when you know yourself, then you know it's not how much you know, but it's the fact that he knows you just like you are. Just like you are. And have I come to him? Have I come to Christ? Have I really come to him? Peter says, to whom coming? And I tell you what, I believe that our experience and our profession is never more than coming to Christ. I have come, I am coming, and I'm going to just keep on coming and keep on coming and keep on coming. I'm going to keep on coming. You know, a man in a wheelchair, a crippled man, a blind man, and a deaf man can all go to Christ and hear his voice and speak to him. Deaf can hear his word. Because we hear an experience right here. A blind man can see him just like we do by faith. And a crippled man can get up and come to Christ the same way we do. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that blessing? Huh? And oh, listen. Have I committed myself to him? Have I really, really committed myself to him? Ah, there ain't nobody else I can commit myself to. Not with my soul. Not with my soul. I know whom I have believed. Oh, beloved, how I need the Lord Jesus Christ. I need my Savior. I need my Redeemer. I need the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for the rest of my life. I need Jesus Christ to be my Savior. I cannot save myself. I cannot do anything to make myself any better in the sight of God. I have no hope without Him. I just don't. I just don't. Have I turned from myself, and turned to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have I left off my righteousness and realized that there's only one righteousness worth having? That's His. Have I called all my works dung and called His works glorious and beautiful and blessed? Have I left off my obedience and bowed to His? Am I trusting my prayers, or am I trusting in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do I look to my faith, or do I look to His faithfulness? Huh? Oh, listen. Listen, listen, listen. Oh, to be done with self. Anybody in here would like to be done with self? Just be done with self. Be done with self. And cast myself. Or you feel like you could cast yourself on Christ for all time and eternity? And say, I want to win Christ. I want to be found in Christ. I want to know Christ. I've got to have Him. If I don't have nothing else in this world, we'll lose the most precious things to us so many times in this life. But one thing we don't want to lose and part with, and that's our best Savior, the Lord Jesus. Huh? Oh, my. He's the prize for the race. He's the crown for the fight. There's a fella. An old man, he's gone now. The Lord called him home. And he always sat right there where Angus is sitting. But he's on this side where Aubrey's sitting. And he brought me put my water in a glass for years and years. He had a speech impediment. And if you'd wrote his name across this building here, he couldn't have read it. And when he spent money, he had to trust the people to give him the right change back. He called me up to his house one day, and he had a hog house, big old hog house, had it full of hogs. Ain't nothing stinks much worse than a hog. But we went up to his hog house, and he had 5-gallon buckets. We turned them buckets upside down. We sat down there. Here's a little old bitty fella. He said, Brother Donnie, he said, see these hogs? I said, yeah. He said, I'm worse than any of these hogs in this building. I've never felt like this before. He said, I feel like I'm garbage. I feel like I'm the sorriest. I'm the filthiest. I'm just the awfulest human being that ever drawed a breath. He said, do you reckon I could be saved? And here's all I could do to say, well, it feels like the Lord's done something for you, but I never said a word. I just said, well, I pray for you, but I knew right then and there when he started talking like that, God done something for him. He done something for him. And him and Brother Henry, every time Brother Henry would come down, him and Brother Albert sat together. They had the best times together. Brother Henry loved him very much. Tell you another thing about him one time. His first time Brother Mahan come preach for us, he tore our playhouse down. Oh, my. But anyway, Brother Albert said something ugly about it. And I was standing outside my study, my office, and he asked Brother Henry to go in there with him. And he was crying like a baby. And he said, Brother Henry, please, please, please forgive me. I said something awful about you one time, told him what he said. He says, laughed, Henry laughed, said, that's all right. That's okay. It just broke his heart, you know, when to apologize, to say, I'm sorry that I said something ugly about you. How many of us would do that? But oh my, now I'm going to close with this right here. I want to be saved by Him. I want to be saved His way. I want to be saved by His will. I want His will to be over my will. I want to bow to His lordship. I want Him to be boss. I want Him to rule my life. Rule my life. I want Him to choose my family. I want Him to choose my friends. I want Him to choose my relationships. Lord, You choose where I live. You choose how much money I have. You choose everything for me because Your choice will be just exactly right. Whatever I experience in this life, Lord, You order it. If You want my heart to break, break it. If You want me to be in the dust, put me down there. If You want my house to burn down, burn it down. It belongs to You to start with. If You want to take the most precious thing in my life right out of it, just reach and get it. Go ahead, Lord, it belongs to You anyway. Just take it. Just take it. It belongs to You. What do we got that He didn't give us? What do we know that He didn't teach us? Oh, Lord, You caused me to live like You will. Cause me to what and when to experience what I should in my life. Lord, I need You. I want You. Lord, command what You will and then give what You can command. As the first Adam's sweat surrounds my face, may the last Adam's blood my soul embrace. They ask this old man, Jack the Huckster, what you experienced, Jack? I'm a poor sinner and nothing at all, but Jesus Christ is my all in all. And that's enough. That's enough. That's enough.